Okay, so where does the intelligence stand? Is it between the mind and the soul? And if I am saying that, oh mind, focus on Krishna, is it this, what is speaking? Is that the intelligence speaking? See, ultimately, consciousness comes only from the soul. The soul's energy is consciousness. यथा प्रकाशेत्येक कृत्स्नम लोकमिमं ब्रवी क्षेत्रम क्षेत्रिधा कृत्स्नम प्रकाशेति भारत 13.34 भगवत कृष्ण से दैट जैसे द सन इल्यूमिन्स द होल वर्ल्ड सिमिलरली द सोल इल्यूमिन्स द बॉडी सो एवरीथिंग दैट हैपेंस इन द बॉडी द पावर फॉर दैट इज कॉन्शियसनेस एंड दैट कॉन्शियसनेस कम्स फ्रॉम द सोल सो यू कैन से दैट इज अ लाइट लाइट सोर्स लाइक अ फ्लैश लाइट एंड लाइट इज कमिंग आउट फ्रॉम इट सो the flashlight or the light source is the soul and the light coming from that is the consciousness. Now this consciousness can sometimes identify with the mind, which is impulsive, come on, eat this, watch this, touch this, do this, or the consciousness can identify with the intelligence, which is not impulsive but reflective. Hey, look before you leave, just don't do this, think what will be the consequence. So now, depending on which is stronger when, if you have heard a very, very inspiring, thought-provoking class, that class has nourished our intelligence. And after the mind wants to wander, the intelligence is strong. It doesn't let it wander. That means the consciousness is coming out from the soul, the intelligence takes the consciousness. And then the intelligence says, don't do this. But if you have not been hearing regularly, or if we have exposed our consciousness to a lot of mundane stimuli, then the mundane desires will become very strong. And then the mind becomes strong. So the mind catches the consciousness. And then, I'm going to do this, who cares? So basically, the consciousness is coming out on the soul through the subtle body, through the gross body and outwards. Now, in the subtle body, there is both the mind and the intelligence. And at different times, different things are stronger. And it is not that only one acts at a time. Actually, both act. Even when the mind is stronger, the mind doesn't just sideline the intelligence. The mind misuses the intelligence. That means, if I desire to do something, which is not very good for me, I may do it, and then I will use my intelligence to plan how to cover up so that nobody will come to know about it. So Prabhupada says in lecture, we are meant to use our intelligence to control our enjoying mentality. But our problem is that we are used to enjoying intelligently. That means we give in to the mind, but the mind plans. No, I'll do this and I'll give this reason. Or I'll do this secretly in this way. So that's what happens when we rationalize. Rationalize means that we give up some intellectual reasoning for justifying something which is wrong. So rationalize can have two spellings. Rationalize, R-A-T-I-O-N-A-L-I-Z-E. But it can also be R-A-T-I-O-N-A-L-L-I-E-S. Rationalize. So we use rationality to tell ourselves lies and tell the world lies. So that's why if the intelligence is stronger, then the intelligence uses the mind. The mind is stronger, the mind uses the intelligence. So whichever is stronger will channel the consciousness and direct it accordingly. So when we are saying that, oh mind, focus, that time the intelligence is using the consciousness and intelligence is telling the mind, don't do this, focus. Answer your question? Thank you.